Have you ever seen a narcissist cry? Why do you think they do that? Depending on the type of narcissist you're dealing with, you may never have seen it in person. But I'm willing to bet that if you've ever been married to a narcissist or have had a narcissist parent or even a narcissist friend, you've probably seen the tears, or at least some version of them. Why do narcissists cry? And what about the ones who don't cry? That's what we're talking about today at queenbeing.com. So let's get started.
Closed captioning provided by Athena Moberg and CPTSDFoundation.org.
My name is Angie Atkinson, and on this channel, I offer free daily video coaching to help you discover, understand, and overcome narcissistic abuse in toxic relationships. I like to call it toxic relationship rehab. So if that sounds good to you, hit that subscribe button and let's get going. So let's just jump right in here. Why do narcissists cry? What's that all about? Well, besides the obvious, they're trying to get attention, or maybe they're really sad about something. There are a few reasons. Let's just jump in right here. If you've been in any sort of real intimate or close relationship with a narcissist, you might have seen the tears once or twice.
They cry, but they don't actually produce tears. Have you ever seen that? They'll definitely shed real tears when it's convenient for them. So if they've been hurt or denied by a supply, if the situation calls for crying, but they don't have the tears, they will pretend to cry with everyone else. Like say that someone in the family dies or something like that. They will often cover their faces so that you can't see that their eyes are dry. But if you know them well, you'll know.
A lot of my clients tell me they feel really confused because they know that they're dealing with a narcissist until the moment that they say to the narcissist, you know what, I'm going to leave. And then the narcissist begins to cry. How is it possible that someone who was just so evil to you, even moments before, is suddenly in tears? Sadly, it has more to do with them than you. So that's why the first thing to remember is that narcissists cry for themselves. They don't cry for you. Narcissists also cry for special attention. Narcissists love to get attention through being a victim. Being a victim gives everyone around them a reason to feel sorry for them, a reason to help them, a reason to support them, a reason to give them good old narcissistic supply. This can be done in a number of ways. Again, they might get attention through soothing or sympathy, or people might do things for them out of pity or give them more attention or time. But let's talk about a few more reasons that narcissists might be crying. We're going to start with the first example that I gave in this video, and that is narcissists cry when you're ready to leave. And they do that because they know that if you leave, you are not going to be there to give them narcissistic supply anymore. It's not because they love you. At least they don't love you the same way you love them. And it's not because if they lose you, they'll stay the horrible person they are, or they won't be as good of a person as they are with you. It's because they're going to lose their source of narcissistic supply. The next reason that narcissists cry is because of narcissistic injury. And a lot of times this happens when you've said something like you're abusive, or you've said something like you really hurt my feelings, and they feel very offended by the idea that you have the right to say to them that they're abusive, and so they tell you that you're a horrible person for that. They make you feel bad about it. They flip the script, as it were. They do the narcissistic flip on you. I think it's really important to remember that they're not doing this because they feel bad for what they did and they want to fix something. They're not apologizing. They're just angry and hurt because you had the nerve to tell them they were being abusive. Another reason narcissists cry is because of other people's drama. Maybe this has something to do with a television show, or maybe some long-lost relative they don't really know or a friend from high school had a trauma and so they need to have some part in it. It's about making everything about themselves. And this brings me to my next point. When they go to funerals or wakes or anything like that where people are mourning the death of someone else, they are the one making the biggest scene, crying the loudest. They're the ones getting supply in the form of either sympathy or attention or even being walked out. And it's never because they really, really love that person. It's never because they don't know how they're going to function without them, except maybe their supply. But it's always because they want the attention from the people who are in the room with them. I'm not saying a narcissist can't be genuinely sad when someone passes away. What I'm saying is their sadness is for themselves and what they've lost from that person, the supply they lose. And I'm also saying that in some cases, narcissists will attend things like funerals just to get attention from other people, even if they didn't know that person very well. You will see this on Facebook as well. People who put out statuses about, oh, my third grade teacher just passed away and now I'm devastated. I don't know how I'm going to go on. Then when you say, oh, were you still close? They'll say, oh, well, you know, sort of. We were our Facebook friends or whatever. They don't have any legitimate claim to the grief, which sounds very weird, but there it is. A narcissist is completely self-absorbed. This means that ego rules the narcissist's life on a supreme and definite level. Because of this, anything that gets the narcissist going is whatever fuels the narcissist's ego. Of course, ego prefers pleasure and gain, but what you don't recognize is that in some cases, in most cases with narcissists, this either comes from one of two ways of feeding the ego, and that is either to make everything more amazing than it really is, or to make everything seem a lot worse. This is when they jump into that victim role. This is the hard part. A lot of people recognize arrogance in a person. They see it that way, but at the same time, what they don't see is that ego is involved when it comes to being a victim. And when we're talking about a narcissist, we can be really fooled by this because we have compassion and kindness like most human beings do. So we will see them feeling pain. We will jump to their aid. We know that by nature, we are designed to help other people. In fact, 9 times out of 10, the most powerful thing you can say to an empath is, "I need your help," because they're going to be driven by something inside of themselves to help. And it's just our nature to do that, and often to our own detriment. But what we don't see is that we are shamed by the narcissist because we never do enough for them, even if we do everything for them. It's so easy for them to manipulate us because we respond from our hearts. We don't respond from our ego like they do. So the narcissist hides behind this and they play the victim and they act like they've been just ruined or whatever. And then you are shamed by your own mind into feeling that they're suffering more than you. So they'll say, "You don't care about me. You don't love me. You haven't done anything for me." And since you feel that, you see that happening, you think that they need help, and really what you're doing is you're giving their ego the control and the attention and the power that they want. Of course, the narcissist soaks it all up, enjoys the attention, enjoys the control, and for many toxic narcissists, their situation is always right, no matter what, and it's completely justified, and so they don't take responsibility for themselves or the consequences of their actions. They try to make other people feel sorry for them and for all the horrible things that they've put themselves into. And because narcissists tend to be so good at manipulation, they will always find a way to turn the tables on you. They will try to make you feel like you're responsible and you should feel guilty for not helping them or not doing what they think you need to do or saying what they want you to say or taking their side or whatever. Then they shift gears. Some narcissists will go from being obviously grandiose to acting like they're just better than other people because they suffer more than other people. Have you seen these types? They'll always want to be the center stage. They'll always want credit from their achievements or your achievements or their neighbor's achievements. They're always looking to get recognition and praise and anything they can. And yes, they will definitely milk it. They'll push it. They'll carry as long as they can any burden that other people will feel sorry for them about. Some narcissists are always on the prowl looking for people to feel sorry for them. Remember, the moment they think that you're not going to cooperate with them and act like you just have the most utmost concern for them, serve them, pamper them, they're going to take you off their list of narcissistic supply. And of course, at that point, they may start to badmouth you or gossip about you or, you know, smear campaign you because you're so selfish and unloving and you don't care about anybody. And you've seen it over and over, right? When you run into a narcissist who's crying, you have to do this one thing. Don't act like it's the end of the world. Be as polite as you can. Say, "I'm sorry you're in pain." Recognize the pain if you must, but don't be pulled into it. You will be in a web of manipulation that you will never get out of. So definitely recognize a crying narcissist as a manipulating narcissist. Step away, take a deep breath, and keep moving. Gray rock is your best bet here. But what if your narcissist doesn't cry? Does that mean that they're less manipulative than one who does? No. In many cases, certain narcissists are unlikely to cry at all. And you will either see only the fake tears from them or you will see no tears at all. But it's rare. Even the most extreme narcissists have been known to cry. So if one never cries or never fakes crying, what are you dealing with? Is it a narcissist? Well, maybe. You have to remember that probably nobody fits every diagnostic criteria of every single disorder out there. And if your narcissist isn't crying in front of you, it just means they haven't used that particular manipulation technique yet. So what do you think about all that? Do you think that narcissists cry for those reasons, or do you think there are other reasons they cry, or some combination of that? That's the question of the day. The question of the day is, why do you think narcissists cry, and what would you add to my list? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. Really quickly, I just want to offer a shout out to my channel members. I love you guys. Thank you so much for being part of my mission and helping me get a little further with helping people discover, understand, and overcome narcissistic abuse and toxic relationships. It just means more to me than I can say. Thank you so much, sincerely. My amazing channel members include Angela, Susan, Roxanne, Debbie, Lorenzo, Life's Revival, Trisha, James, Marlene, Jen, Sarah Lee, Delilah, Boku, Paul, Janet, Pierlala, Laura, Charlie, Linda, Bible News Radio, Angel, Carrie, Beautiful Purpose, Alice, Cherie, Phoenix, Linnell, Marsha, and Lynn. Thank you so much. Again, I just want to say thank you so much for hitting that join button. Your support really does mean a lot to me. Thank you again. All right, that's all I've got for you right now. But as always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you over there and right there. And while you're here, hit that subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.